Good morning and welcome to the J. Kumwimba page. Thank you very much for tuning in. We say thank you. We say thank you for your time. We say thank you for your support, for your prayers. May the Lord bless you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. For we know that Jesus Christ has called all of us to be his disciples by making of all nations his disciples, by spreading the word of God. And I believe you've been sharing these messages with others because we know we cannot do it ourselves. We need you as much as we need us, for no man is an island. We all need each other for the advancement of the kingdom of God. God bless you. God bless you for that. We appreciate your time and we value you in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall bless you more and more as we continue to build ourselves in preparation for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. So before we go further, let us pray and invite the Prince of God, his mercy and his power to lead us. We will pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Father of light, here we come before you, Lord, seeking for direction, Lord. For we know in your word there is healing, there is salvation. In your word there is freedom. Lord Jesus Christ, help us, Father, as we are about to share your word. Open our hearts that we may receive this word to heart, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may find that salvation, that we may find that healing, that we may find that deliverance, that blessing within your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, speak to our hearts. Give us the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. As we continue talking about faith, as we have spoken a few steps concerning faith, today we're going to talk a little bit about faith according to how the Spirit directs. And I believe that you also have your Bible as you are following whatever that we're going to talk about. Please take a note, write the biblical verses. You can also find at your own time, at your leisure, you can go through the biblical verses and, you know, understand what we are talking about and build yourself spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're going to read for that. Today we're going to talk about faith does not stand alone. Faith stands together with other spiritual forces. Faith cannot work alone. Faith works together with other spiritual forces. That's what we're going to talk about. And that spiritual force, one we're going to talk about the spiritual force, is about forgiveness. So read from the book of Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, we start from verse 22 and we read in the name of Jesus Christ. Have faith in God. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he has said will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. This is very clear in open, very, very clear message, very, very simple. We understand by this, as I'm saying, faith does not work on its own. Faith works with other spiritual forces. And everything that God created, all the spiritual forces, they cannot work on their own. They have also other spiritual forces that work together to make it move. In this case, we talk about faith. Faith cannot work on its own. Faith works together with other spiritual forces, or in harmony with other spiritual forces. We understand by this that Jesus Christ was telling the disciples that when you pray in your heart, you ask about something to say, this mountain shall be moved and shall be moved from here and go through itself into the sea. And if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe about what you have prayed for, it shall be done to you. Then he went on and saying, and when you are approaching God, when you come to pray, you remember that you have something against your brother. You must forgive him so that your heavenly Father can forgive you. By this, Jesus Christ is trying to illustrate that it does not matter how strong your faith may be. Your faith without forgiveness, this faith cannot work. Your faith without releasing those who have sinned against you, it cannot work. You need to forgive others, no matter how strong, how spiritual you may be, how strong your faith may be, faith that can move mountain. But when you do not forgive others, your faith cannot work. Your prayers cannot be answered. That's why he said, when you are approaching God, what is approaching God? Approaching God is when we come in prayer. That's approaching God. We approach him in prayer. And when you remember that you have something against your brother, against anyone, against your neighbor, against your colleague, against your fellow man, you must forgive them so that your faith can work. By this, we understand that faith cannot stand alone. Faith must work by forgiveness. If you do not forgive, no matter how many times you pray, no matter how strong your faith is, it will not work without forgiveness. For when we come to Jesus Christ, the Bible says when we come to him, we must believe that he's alive. And it's only faith that pleases God. Then when you come without forgiveness, you cannot please him because your faith will not work. You come with emptiness in your heart because your faith cannot work. That unforgiveness spirit creates your barrier. That unforgiveness spirit somehow cancels your faith. No matter how strong your faith may be, no matter how you pray without doubting in your heart, but when you do not forgive, your faith cannot go anywhere. Reading from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 13, verse 22, the Bible says, God found David a man after his own heart. We oftentimes hear that God found David a man after his own heart because David knew how to come back to Jesus Christ, how to come back to God when he did something wrong. I understand by that, but trust me, God cannot call him a man after my own heart if he knew only how to ask for forgiveness and not knowing how to forgive others. For the Bible is telling me that God cannot forgive you if you do not forgive others. That means David also knew how to forgive others before he can also be forgiven. We can read from the book of Psalm chapter 109. We read from verse, Let's read from verse 1. O God, whom I praise, do not remain silent. For wicked and deceitful men have opened their mouth against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongues. Verse 3. With words of hatred, they surround me. They attack me without cause. In return for my friendship, they accuse me, but I am a man of prayer. They repay me evil for good and hatred for my friendship. This is David. It's very clear the message. These people, his enemies or his friends, his brothers, with the wicked, with deceitful tongues, they spoke against him. They opened their mouth to speak against him. When somebody speaks against you, I'm sure it's not good talk. I'm sure there must be bad words that were spoken. Word of hatred. They have spoken against me in return for my friendship. In return for good, they pay me with evil. In return for my friendship, they gave me hatred. But he said, I am a man of prayer. What does that mean, a man of prayer? It means I am a man of forgiveness. Before I went to pray, I had to forgive them. I had to release them so that my faith can work, so that my faith can be set on fire and working. These people, they spoke against him. He was a friend to them. In return for my friendship, they gave me hatred. In return for good, I received evil. From these people, he said, I am a man of prayer. I dedicate myself to prayer. Bible says, he who comes to me must believe that I exist, must have faith, and your faith cannot work without forgiveness. And by this, we understand that David wasn't just a man after God's own heart because he knew how to return to God, but he also knew how to forgive others. David was the most powerful man in Israel, was a commander-in-chief. He had the power to send his army to his enemies, to send his army to those people who spoke against him. to send his army and consume them. But he did not do that. He gave himself to prayer because he valued his faith more than he valued replying his enemy or retaliating. The Bible says in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 22 that when the elder insulted Jesus Christ, he did not retaliate. And when they were accusing him, beating him, he did not threaten them, but he kept quiet. It's our sins that he bore on the cross so that you and I may die to our sins and live for the righteousness of God. The righteousness of Jesus Christ in those who have faith in God and those who know how to forgive others. Is those who understand that before they approach Jesus Christ, before they maintain the relationship of faith with Jesus Christ, they need to forgive others. Stephen was being stoned to death. The Bible says that they were killing him in that book of Acts of Apostles. He looked up to heaven. He saw Jesus Christ standing in the vision. For him to be able to see Jesus Christ, that means his faith was working. Though he was being killed, he did not look at them and he said, "Father, do not hold these sins against them." That means he forgave them. He continued to pray, to give himself to Jesus Christ in faith. That's why he was able to see what was happening in heaven. By faith. His faith was working while they were killing him. We understand in this situation. And you can understand, he wasn't in a time of joy, in a time of peace, in a time of eating good food, chicken salad. No, he was being killed. He was being stoned to death. Just remember the pain and the agony that he was going through. Just like our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Stephen went through the same pain and agony. He did not hold the sins. He said, "Father, forgive them," because he knew that the grace that's coming before, the reward that lies ahead of me is greater than me holding offense. When you understand that the blessing that's coming for you, when you understand that the greatness of God that is on the way to you, when you understand that is greater then what you are going through, you cannot compromise on your faith. You cannot hold offense. You cannot hold unforgiveness spirit to forfeit what lies ahead, to forfeit what Jesus Christ has in store for you. Your faith cannot work without forgiveness. Let us learn to forgive. Father, he said, forgive them. Them is all of us. If you are the perpetrator or if you are on the receiving side or the victim, we need to forgive. We need to forgive so that our faith in Jesus Christ can continue working. Remember, Christianity is not just about going to church, praying, reading the Bible. No, it's about the relationship we maintain with Jesus Christ and the atmosphere produced by that relationship of faith. A continuous relationship of faith in Jesus Christ. And when you do not forgive, your faith cannot work. That means you do not have a faith in Jesus Christ. God has called you and I to forgive others. God has called you and I to forgive ourselves for the many times that we allowed ourselves to be hurt. We allowed ourselves to be in a compromising situation. We need to forgive ourselves and to forgive others so that our faith can work. He says it clearly. It does not matter how strong your faith is. When you do not forgive, when you do not forgive yourself and forgive others, that your faith cannot work. So we need to forgive. Let us learn to forgive. The devil knows that. And he does not want you to forgive so that your faith cannot work. Let us learn to forgive. Let us pray that God can give us a heart that forgives others so that our faith in Jesus Christ cannot be interrupted, so that our relationship with Jesus Christ cannot be compromised. For what lies ahead is greater than what's happening now. what lies ahead is greater than us replying to our enemies, than us sending back to the sender. Somebody says you are stupid, you also reply to them, you are also stupid. You are at the same, you are making the same level as they are. Where else? We are the children of God. We forgive. Even when we give our friendship, we receive hatred. When we give our good, we receive evil. We still forgive them. That's what Jesus Christ has recommended us, so that we may be the children of God who is in heaven. May the Lord bless you, and I pray that God helps you to remember all the time that faith cannot work without forgiveness. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit that has been given to us as a counselor, as our helper. Lord Jesus Christ, here we are with our emptiness of hearts. Father, we ask you to fill us in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill our hearts with faith in the name of Jesus Christ. The faith that forgives others. The faith that forgives ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, give us faith. Father, the Bible says, for we do not know how we are to pray. The Spirit of God prays for us with groom that words cannot express. Lord Jesus Christ, come pray through us in the name of Jesus. Come release us in the name of Jesus. That spirit that does not want us to forgive others, I said that spirit be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, release us. Give us the heart that forgive others. Give us the heart that forgive others. Give us the heart that knows to maintain faith in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, Lord, in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 16, that the Spirit of God joins himself to our spirit and cries, Abba Father. Lord Jesus, let your spirit come join himself to our spirit so that we can maintain faith, so that we can learn to forgive others and to forgive ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, grant us whatever we pray for, Lord, in Jesus' name. For we pray according to your will. Your will is that we forgive. Lord Jesus Christ, grant us your will in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and thank you for your time. And I pray that you share this message with others, and God shall bless you more in the name of Jesus Christ. And good morning to your life. Amen.